Hello, America. This is the place for uncensored talk on everything that divides us as a nation. I'm Alan Jacoby, and welcome to The Great Divide. Hello, everyone. Thanks for being here. Hope all is well. January 21st, 2021. Not 24 hours into his new presidency, Joe Biden tells the country that the Biden-Harris administration will be honest and transparent with good news and bad news. Well, we know that's a lie. There is no transparency. There has been zero transparency. There has been a lot of confusion, obscurities, vagueness, deception, and a lot of deflection. They'll deflect everything onto the previous administration, which is common when a new administration comes in. They blame everything on the previous administration. But the things that Joe Biden is blaming the Democrats' orange boogeyman for is absurd. So President Biden, the Biden administration, his programmed cabinet has completely banned the media, mainstream media, any type of media from accessing and reporting in any of the federal border facilities down in Texas, any of the southern border facilities. He will not allow the press to do any type of free and fair reporting. And that's a problem. That's a problem in this country. When our big government is not allowing the free press to do free and fair reporting on things that are happening in our country, like the border crisis, well, that's a problem. And that's making people talk. That's making mainstream media upset. I don't know if mainstream media is starting to turn on the Biden administration, but they're not happy. And that includes media outlets like CNN and ABC, who normally, you know, the Biden administration or any Democrat could do no wrong. Well, they're not happy because there's no transparency. Nobody is being told what's going on inside those facilities. So people have to either assume or, you know, members of Congress were able to take a peek in and see just completely just inhumane, disgusting conditions. And they're all programmed to say the same thing. The Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, he's programmed. He got on all the news channels on Sunday, Fox, ABC. He refuses to call it a crisis still. No one will call it a crisis. And he's being pressed. He was pressed by Chris Wallace on Fox News. And Chris Wallace, we all know, he's left-leaning. And he was pressing and pressing Secretary Mayorkas about why the press is being kept out of the facilities. And they're hiding behind the pandemic, which is complete nonsense because they're packing these migrants in like rats into these facilities. There's no social distancing. They're overwhelmed and way over capacity. I believe someone said today they were over 700% capacity. So seven times their 100% capacity is where they're at. So Chris Wallace, yeah, Fox News, Mayorkas wouldn't give him a straight answer. All the interviews I'm gonna leave in the show notes. You could see the Chris Wallace Mayorkas interview. Martha Raddatz from ABC, she pressed Mayorkas about the crisis, and all Mayorkas continued to do was blame Donald Trump, blame the Trump administration. The Trump administration dismantled the immigration policies. They made it all difficult for the Biden administration. No, the Biden administration came into office and opened the borders and caused a huge humanitarian crisis at the border, because that's what it is. The Border Patrol sources, they're telling media that criminal organizations now, they're trafficking women, children, families, single adults over the border. That they've earned in February, they've earned this is crazy. They earned as much as $14 million a day in February, trafficking families, trafficking children, single adults, women, everything. They're trafficking. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. And that's from a retired Border Patrol chief, said that it's a multi-million dollar industry and multi-billion dollar industry. So what Joe Biden did, I mean, he was successful in opening the economy for, you know, criminal enterprise. Criminal organizations are making billions. They're going to make billions of dollars from the drug trafficking, the human trafficking, the sex trade, the children. It's disgusting. And to think that our country, the president of our country, enabled this. He made this happen by stepping into the Oval Office and completely just dismantling all of the Trump administration's policies on immigration. So, and these migrants, they're all vulnerable and desperate. They will do anything. They will use their life savings to just to get here, just to get a chance to get into the United States. So the coyotes and the smugglers are draining these people's, you know, life savings from them, and now they're in debt to these smugglers. Okay, so they in essence become slaves or indentured servants to criminal organizations, and they have to work off that debt. And they have to work off that debt sometimes by, you know, smuggling drugs, committing crimes, prostitution. It's sad. And these people are willing to put themselves in that situation in the hopes to have a better life in America, the land of opportunity. It's not a life. It's a death sentence. The Biden administration failed. He is president for 60 something days. He's having a press conference coming up on Thursday, which is sure to be a circus. My guess, he's going to talk for 30 minutes, take some questions, and he's going to be gone. And I think the questions are going to be ridiculous, but that'll be interesting to see. So with this banning and not allowing the press to come in, apparently Project Veritas, which if you don't know Project Veritas, it's an organization whose mission is to expose corruption and deception in mainstream media, big tech, politics. The founder, James O'Keefe, he's definitely a guy you don't want to be on the bad side of, because if you have a skeleton in your closet, he's going to find it. Well, he got a hold of some photos that leaked that he reported on inside a border detention facility. I actually have I have an article from the Daily Wire that is also, the link is going to be in the show notes, and you'll be able to see the pictures about these photos that I want to share with you. This Daily Wire piece. More photos leak from inside Biden's border crisis at detention facilities. This is from March 22nd. James O'Keefe's Project Veritas released new leaked photos from inside a border detention facility in Donna, Texas, that show hundreds of migrants sleeping on the floor with little space in between them, despite the ongoing pandemic. These photos were taken within the last few days, a source told Project Veritas. There are 8 pods with 8 cells in each facility. At any given moment, there are an average of 3,000 people in custody there. The migrants are separated by age or physical size, depending on the room. The sources said 50 were COVID positive in the cells over the last few days. O'Keefe also claims that he received reports of multiple sexual assaults, normal assaults, and daily medical emergencies. And they reported that some of them were involving minors, which, again, when you have facilities that packed with people, I mean, you just look in the show notes. If you haven't seen them already, there'll be a link there to the Daily Wire piece. You'll be able to see the photos that were leaked. They all look like baked potatoes wrapped in tinfoil laying on the floor. It's really sad to see. So, ongoing with this piece, they say each of 8 pods in the so-called soft-sided facility, basically a tent, it's basically what they're in. They're in these temporary tents. It has a 260-person occupancy. Representative Henry Kuehler from Texas, he provided some photos to Axios to raise awareness about the situation. He went there and he said it was deplorable positions. Axios reported separately on Monday morning, but as of Sunday, he said one pod held more than 400 accompanied male minors. So they have a capacity of 260 people, and 400 accompanied male minors are in one of these facilities. So, okay, that's, and when you look at the photos, they're tents. So we're in the midst of a pandemic. They have them packed in like rats, and they're not allowing the reporters in because we're in the midst of a pandemic. Yeah, because they don't want us to see everything. But it's coming out, people. I mean, this is not. it's beyond the imagination of what I would think our country would do to humans. You know, if we want to let people in the pathway to citizenship, fine, but wait, the American government is providing inhumane facilities to these people, like it's a third world country. And you know, I'm a proud American. You are too. We're much better than this, and this is it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. The photos where the facility where the photos were leaked from was the Rio Grande Valley sector, which has reportedly started to release illegal aliens into the U.S. without a scheduled court date. So that's another thing that they're doing. There are so many of them that they're allowing these people into the country without an assigned asylum hearing date. So they're just out there. So what are they just? Oh, don't call us. We'll call you. We'll let you know when you need to go to court, but you're not going to get a date now. Yeah. Yeah, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. So the Border Patrol, because there are so many, the Border Patrol officials told Fox News that they have been directed to use prosecutorial discretion to forego the hours-long process of paperwork required to issue a notice to appear. So basically, it takes too long. The paperwork takes too long. There you go. Welcome to America. You know, we'll get in touch. So this article from the Daily Wire, it'll be in the show notes. Take a look at it. You could see the photos. There is no disputing that this is not being handled correctly. The deception is real. The lie is real. There's no transparency. You have reporters. Sorry, I just stuttered. Wow, that's not like me. You have reporters pressing and pressing and pressing. And Mayorkas giving programmed answers, which you'll see in the videos in the show notes. And the other major member of the Biden administration who's programmed and gives no sort of transparent answers is the ginger hell demon, Jen Psaki. Yeah, the gingers, they have no souls. So she just gets up there and spews this nonsense and treats reporters like they're idiots and heckles them and, you know, heckles them, but just very condescending. And it gives no answers whatsoever. So we have, again, we could talk about this border crisis every day. Mainstream media is now starting to call it a crisis. ABC News is reporting it as crisis at the border. Now mainstream media, CNN is not happy with the Biden administration because they won't let them down to report, which they're entitled to. You know, CNN, fake news or not, there's no free and fair reporting going on about what's going on at the border crisis. It's all smoke and mirrors. And the Biden administration, his Secretary of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, says it's under control. No, it's not under control. They swear the border is closed. The border is not closed. So right now, you have billions of taxpayers' dollars that'll be spent to deal with this crisis. Billions to pop up facilities to house them. Manpower for law enforcement. Hotels. Yeah, we'll get to that too. Hotels. Migrants in hotels. Billions of dollars are going to be made by criminal organizations, which of course will make them stronger and more powerful, and crime will spike in the United States, especially in border communities, because they're all the trafficking and smuggling and crime and exploitation and prostitution and drugs and you name it. You name it, because remember, the Biden administration built that bridge and highway for them to all come in and do business. Free enterprise for all you criminal organizations. We're going to open up the economy for you. You know, lives are going to be destroyed by the thousands because these people are going to come into this country in debt to these criminal organizations. They're going to start committing crimes. Then they're going to end up in the criminal justice system, which is going to cost the United States money. Worse, lives will be lost. Murder and you name it. Lives have already been lost. I spoke about that already. Drowning in the Rio Grande and just, it's disgusting. The strain on law enforcement and other resources, it's just going to be tremendously strained and overtaxed between, you know, having to get the manpower to run these facilities, to secure these facilities, to just maintain order. The price tag on this, it's going to be tremendous. And you know, we just signed passed a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package, you know, with all the frivolous spending in it. And what is this all for? All for what? All for what? Day one, the Biden administration stepped into the Oval Office. Day one, stop construction of the border wall. Why? Out of spite. That's why. He did it out of spite. It was part of the campaign to beat the orange boogeyman because, you know, he was a white supremacist for keeping kids in cages and not letting people into the United States. So out of spite. Political nonsense, political theater. Again, that's why. Out of hatred for Donald Trump. That's why. To build the Democrat Party. The Democratic Party. Yeah. That's the real campaign reason. It's just all political nonsense. Got to get them in and registered for to vote in the 2022 midterms. Maybe. Or eventually. These children will come in and they'll be here and then they'll turn 18 and be able to vote and then they'll be able to bring their families here. Well, how's that working out for America right now? How's it working out for us? Hotels. I just mentioned hotels. The Biden administration just approved $86 million to spend to put migrants in hotels. $86 million to put illegal aliens in name brand hotels. Come on in. What do you need? You need an extra cot? You need us to fluff your pillow? Healthcare, food, clothes, have a hotel because there's no room for these people. $86 million on illegal aliens. I got an idea. How about $860 million for homeless United States military veterans and homeless children? How about that? $86 million for illegals to stay in hotels. And we have homeless veterans, homeless children living on the street. Nancy Pelosi's district with all the tents in California, San Francisco, all those nice areas of California where the homeless are just taking over streets with their tent cities because they're homeless. If we're spending $86 million and plus to put them in hotels, pop-up facilities, why do we have homeless children and homeless veterans on our streets in the United States? That is a question that needs to be answered. And make no mistake, because it's already been reported, migrants are telling reporters. Mayorkas can say, let me be clear, the border is closed. Or Joe Biden, do not come to the border. Do not leave your towns. Yeah, a little too late, because they are coming. Migrants are telling reporters on the street down near the border that, oh no, we're not going to stop coming. 24 hours a day. Migrants will not stop coming. 24 hours a day. They're coming over the wall, through the wall, wherever they can. It's like border bukkake, and America has to clean up the mess. And that's a fact. They'll stop coming. Why would they stop coming when it was told to them that the new administration, it was told to them. They said it to reporters that, well, Joe Biden is a nice man, and we heard that he would let us into this country to live. Well, now look. But none of this should be a surprise to us. It shouldn't be a surprise to you. It shouldn't be a surprise to me, because we knew the radical left wanted these borders open to recruit, again, Democratic voters. I'm going to keep saying it. The largest Democratic voting registration event. There you go. Get them in. Let's pass HR1. Let's get them all registered to vote. And, you know, what's really sad, not sad, it's just the stupidity, is that the Biden administration was given ample warning during the transition that a large surge of migrants would most likely happen if they didn't continue with the immigration policies already in place that were working, by the way. They were working. They knew about it, and still, Biden stopped construction of the border wall, introduced ridiculous, absurd immigration bills to expand pathways to citizenship, to just give everything away. In other words, voter recruitment. They ended the Remain in Mexico policy that Trump had. The Remain in Mexico policy was you wait outside the United States until you had your asylum hearing. You were given a date. You go wait in Mexico. And when you have your asylum hearing in court to seek asylum, you come back and you go to court. Gone. And that was put in place because no one was showing up to hearings, because illegals don't want to show up to court and worry about being sent back and family, and because they were already here. So why should they show up to court when they could just fly under the radar? So they did away with that. And they knew it. They knew it because they planned it. They wanted this. They let it happen. It's like telling someone, hey, don't touch the stove because it's really hot and you're going to burn yourself. It sounds so stupid, right? Right? The cliche. And then, oh, I'm going to touch the stove. Oh, I burned my hand. Don't open the borders. We're going to get a surge. You're going to have a problem. Well, we hate the orange boogeyman, so we're going to do it anyway. because they had ulterior motives for doing it, but it's blowing up in their face because it, you know, it's not a difficult situation. It's a crisis. Say it with me, crisis. And they knew it. Again, they let it happen because they wanted. So now they're overwhelmed. They're so overwhelmed that, again, they're releasing illegals into the country without asylum hearing dates. Just come on in. Don't worry about the asylum hearing date. We'll figure it out. We're just in wing it mode, people. Just come on in. Just bring your shit, bring your disease, and go commit crimes to pay off your smuggling debt, and we'll figure it all out. So, how does that work? And, you know, another problem. So, this isn't like, oh, all these Hispanics coming in. No, it has nothing to do with the race or the nothing, because they have, and they've been catching them, but they haven't been saying it much in the media here and there, that non-Hispanics, just actually people from terrorist-plagued countries in the Middle East, are coming through the southern border trying to blend in with the migrants. So now we have that issue now. You know, a few months ago, I believe it was 11 Iranians came over the border. I believe they were caught. So there wasn't really much coverage on that either. So now we have that issue. Forget about the people that are, you know, coming here to escape the violence and the instability and the poverty and all that. But now we have to worry about people coming here because, you know, we're not on great terms with Iran and other terrorist harboring countries that would love to see death and destruction to America. So why wouldn't some of these terrorist organizations get some people coming through the southern border in the hopes that they're so overwhelmed and they're releasing people haphazardly into the country that, hey, we'll add a few terrorist cells while we're at it. Why not? We'll see what happens down the road. It's dangerous. And again, it's concerning. It's bullshit is what it is. And with the whole not giving asylum hearing dates, Republicans got to get off their asses. They should be on fire demanding that we have congressional hearings about all this. They should be pulling. They have congressional hearings if somebody farts wrong. Well, what's going on? Who's going to answer for it? Get up and fight like hell. Make some noise. There are some Republicans out there making noise, but what's going on? You know, who's demanding answers on the facilities and why we're banning free and fair reporting at the border facilities? You know, where's all the heated outrage? I understand that, you know, the mainstream media is getting a little ticked off and they're getting a little pissed. Imagine if this same exact situation was happening under Trump. Imagine if Donald Trump was president right now and everything that's going on right now at the border was happening under him. It would be complete bedlam, insanity. Well, so banning again, with just no problem, we're going to ban mainstream media from federal border facilities. Well, I got news for you. It's not news because you know that if Donald Trump was in the Oval, this surge, it wouldn't be happening. So we wouldn't have had to worry about it. Facilities would not be overwhelmed. Children would not be packed with adults and exposed to abuse and sexual predators and traffickers. We wouldn't need to spend $86 million on hotels for illegals. We wouldn't need we wouldn't be releasing migrants into the country without hearing dates in court because they wouldn't be released. They would remain in Mexico until they had a hearing date and then go and be allowed to go to court for their asylum hearing. So I ask you, do you miss Donald Trump yet? I do. I miss his policies. I miss knowing that we weren't letting children get abused in a, in tent-like facilities at the border, or possible terrorists coming in, or people being released just because there's so many of them, and that we're not spending $86 million putting people in hotels when there are homeless people on our streets. That takes me back to the COVID bill with giving $40 billion to colleges. It's insanity and it's lunacy. And that's why big government sucks. Well, the politics suck. Something needs to happen. People need to stand up. You know, maybe mainstream media needs to go down to the border and start rallying. Why? How can the United States of America not allow the press again? Free and fair reporting. When the government tells you no, when it tells the press no, you can't report on this, we're not going to allow it. Yeah. That's a problem. That's the same thing as when your government tells you you don't need a gun. Yeah. Then, you know what? You need two guns. It's a problem. And while all this, this whole major border crisis is going on, while all this is going on, well, what the hell is going on in Congress? Congress right now, they're having hearings on Washington, D.C.'s possible statehood. Congress is holding hearings trying to make, because the Democrats want Washington, D.C. to be a state, so that the Democrats can add two more senators, further the H.R. 1 election bill, further the radical left gun grab, the Equality Act, everything they possibly can to ram it down Republicans' throats, because they don't care about anything else other than the control and just getting rid of any possible possibility of a Republican ever being elected to government office again. That's what they ultimately want. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's not a it's a fact. Put the puzzle pieces together. Open the borders. They're going to pathway to citizenship. Register as Democrats. Vote as Democrats. Further the Democratic Party by way of illegal immigrants. And boom, complete power. And that's it. They'll win. We have a weak president. Our president is I don't believe he is in charge. He's not, there's no transparency. Again, I could say it 100 times, no transparency or truth in that White House. And I love how they throw those terms around. It almost makes me embarrassed to use the term truth and transparency because the Democrats use it so much and it's lies. It's lies. The world is watching. Our enemies are watching. Our adversaries are watching. China laughed at our new Secretary of State at the summit they had in Alaska and said that the United States cannot talk from a position of strength. They laughed at us. They brought up several points and basically said, listen, we don't respect you. We're laughing at you. You are a joke. And that's how the world is looking at us right now. When Donald Trump was the president, China would not. They didn't like Donald Trump, but they respected him. Vladimir Putin, Biden opens his mouth and asked at a interview if he thought Vladimir Putin was a killer, and he says, "Yeah, Vladimir Putin's a killer." And then, you know, Putin responded, and then challenged Joe Biden to a live debate Challenge him to a debate. Putin's laughing. Russia's laughing. The world knows our administration is weak. The world knows President Biden is experiencing a cognitive decline. The world knows that President Biden is an old man who is suffering from dementia. When the vice president is shoulder to shoulder with the president at everything, that makes you think too, because that's usually not how it is. You know, very rarely did you see President Trump and Vice President Pence together. The vice president has their duties and their things to do. But Kamala Harris is right there. And it's pretty obvious, because I think they're just waiting for certain things to happen. They're calculating their moves. And I firmly believe that Kamala Harris will be the 47th president of the United States. And she's not going to be elected to that position. She's going to be installed into that position when Sleepy Joe can't perform as president of the United States. I don't believe he could perform as the president of the United States now, and it's just getting worse. They're waiting for the right moment, and because the Democrats will eat each other alive, they will bite each other's heads off. They're waiting, and they're gonna put him aside, and something's gonna happen where, you know, the 25th Amendment, he can't perform the duties as president of the United States, and then we're gonna see Kamala Harris. That's my prediction. We'll see. I don't see it. I don't see Joe Biden doing his full 4 years. And if by chance he does do his full 4 years, which I'm pretty confident he's not going to, he definitely is not going to run for re-election. I think by the time 4 years passes, he's probably not going to remember who he is, or maybe who Jill is, his hospice nurse. Who, when you look at the photos of them together, she's always got her hand like in his lower back and kind of holding his hand, like pushing him along. And there were some interviews where he got tied up. We all get tongue twisted from time to time. You're the president of the United States. Your wife, the first lady, should not be finishing your sentences on an interview. That happened a few times. This president called his vice president president on numerous occasions. Excuse me. He didn't know who the secretary, he forgot the Secretary of Defense's names and the outfit he runs. I mean, deep down, I feel bad for the man. I don't feel bad for the politician at all. But the man, the human, you could see it. And the problem is, this country is so divided, Republican, Democrat, left, right, middle, that the radical left, I think deep down they do see it, but they don't want to see it. So they will become very defensive of that and fight anyone on the right who says, "No, listen, the man's suffering from dementia." I mean, he's obviously not playing with a full deck. It is what it is. But no, the radical left will defend him as a compassionate, powerful president. He's not powerful. China and Russia, our two biggest adversaries, they're not enemies, our adversaries, are laughing at us. China's building their military. I think they're going to make big moves in the Pacific and maybe involving Taiwan. Who knows? Because they feel like they can't. North Korea is, I mean, North Korea, the dictator's sister, you know, when the dictator's sister pokes fun at America and the president, oh, you know, it's a problem. It's a problem. We are not on the world stage. I don't feel that we are the powerhouse that we are supposed to be. And it's a problem. So think about it. It's there's a lot going on. And this border crisis, you're going to hear me talking about a lot because there's so many different developments happening with it. Like every day, it's something different. You know, maybe the end of the week, I'll be talking about it again. It's and I also feel that maybe all this is going on and we don't, we're losing sight because it's not being reported of what's going on in the White House. Who knows? But listen, that's what we're here. We're going to talk about it. We're going to analyze it and just hope that it all works itself out. Just everything goes in cycles. I can't wait for these 4 years to be done. Something good's got to happen. 2022 is a big year. Wherever you live, you got to get involved, and these midterms are big. You got to flip some seats. These blue seats, some of these red seats that the rhinos are in, again, we got to flip some blue seats red. And 2022, we got to take the House back. And we'll see what happens in 2024. There's a lot of rumors. Ron DeSantis in Florida. Is Donald Trump going to run again? Donald Trump is, he's endorsing a lot of people. We'll see what happens. Listen, again, I want to thank everyone for the support. It's like every day I wake up and it's overwhelming with, you know, I look at the social media and, oh, there's 100 more followers. Oh, 150 more followers. And I think I'm been listened to in just about every state in the country. It's great. Catch the podcast. Go to the website. You can get everything now from the website. www.thegreatdivide1776.com. You can get every episode there. You can get the YouTube channel, the Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter. Comment, like, subscribe. Tell me you like me. Tell me you hate me. Tell me something. Go there. www.thegreatdivide1776.com. I'll see you all soon. Take care of each other. Take care of your family. God bless our military. Just be well. God bless America. You can reach out to me with opinions and ideas for other episodes at thegreatdivide1776@gmail.com. You can also find me on social media at The Great Divide Podcast. And please be sure to leave a review for this podcast so the show can be shared to other listeners. Thank you, and God bless America.